One little one here is a lovely thing. It's actually an arrowhead, a flint arrowhead. It was the first time I ever got a flint arrowhead. Now, I didn't do an awful lot of walking, I must admit. But it's a flint arrowhead, all part of our history. These ones here, if anyone have a look at them, more than welcome to, would have been all scrapers and blades that would have been used by a Neolithic man. And this one here was after being bulbed about 5 or 6 times to make some kind of a blade, a flint blade. So that's all I got to show you. The most of them, they're just more tools. The value that's in our soil today, the cloud gets thrown away. I just wanted to say, the first time I caught an interest in this was, there was an old man called Bulligan, John Bulligan, and he had known. And he kind of got me into the history, and he brought me in, he got me involved in this psychological thing about the princes of the Dishes, the O'Fallons and Ralph Whalen. And we had a thing going, and done an awful lot of work on it, a huge amount of work on it. Someday I'll do a thing on it for you. But one day we were up and we were visiting an old man called Johnny Gorea, Johnny Welsh, John. And Johnny said to us, he said, you know, he said, you're on about Ralph Whalen. He said, there was a train down there, he said, and the farmer, he said, came along. And he bulldozed the whole lot out of it. And he said, a few years ago, I remember the lads, they were down and they were digging foxes out of it. And they came across some glass beads. And the beads ended up with Johnny, and man, he's dead now. But nobody ever knew where it went. But not only did the beads go, but also did the sutrain go. After 3,000-4,000 years. The man never gained nothing in agriculture, just wiped out part of the history. And from then on, I took a more of an interest in this part of the history because nobody else seemed to do it. So I'd love if people were interested in field walking and wanted to see what to do and what not to do. This is not the time of the year when there's crops in the ground. But I think an awful lot more of that should be done in this country. We should protect what we have far, far more and appreciate it more. The Canadians would probably tell you that if they do an archaeological dig like the Americans, they will go down to the grain of sand because to them, everything is archaeology. To us, we fired away and we'll be always looking for the big thing. So that's all I have to say. Okay. Bravo. If anyone wants to have a look at these, you're more than welcome to look at them.
I think it's great to have a man from here do what he has just done. I mean, to hold up an object and say, our ancestors 5,000 years ago held this in their hands. I think that's local history. That's archaeology, Noel. So thanks very much for that. Great stuff. Yeah.
And Noel will be, I want to listen intently, we will be holding you to what you say that you'll do something in the future for us.
Yeah, you can talk more.
Thank you very much.
No, can I ask you a question?
Yes, certainly.
Is all that rock the same kind of rock? Like, is the...
No, there's all various rocks. The ones for the waste would have been done so as it would be easy enough to drill, because they would have been drilled with flints anyway.
Would the flint have been made of this? What is the flint made of? That would be the
flint is a stone, it's one of the hardest stones there is. And they use it for cutting. It would actually cut the hand off you today if you tried the little flint blade would cut your finger off.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
What age did they go to when they went down to the lake?
The lake has been there. There's actually in the 1800s there was 5,000, which was a lot of money, given to people to try and find red deer in the lake. The remains of red deer. In the bog area.
I was down there with Raymond. Were you down there? I had a given talk on Bel Air, and he said the fence posts still going through Bel Air versus the boys by different towns.
Oh, yeah, so it was the boys, they know that that's on the